charges filed against Jack Teixeira, the man alleged to have leaked sensitive U.S. defense documents, shed new light on his access to classified documents, his career in the military, and the timeline of events leading up to his arrest on the 13th of April. Mr. Teixeira, a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, now faces one count of unauthorized retention and transmission of national defense information, as well as one count of unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material. Together, the charges carry a maximum sentence of 15 years imprisonment. The documents, which were reportedly shared to an online gaming chat room, included detailed information about the war in Ukraine, as well as U.S. intelligence regarding other allies and adversaries across the globe. To talk more about this, we are already connected with Dr. Kenneth Lauzun, professor of intelligence at the University of Antwerp. Dr. Kenneth Lauzun, what went wrong in this case?
Yeah, this is quite an extreme case of a lot of leaking. Apparently, this has been going on since October of last year. And he already revealed his access to top secret information from the day after the invasion of Ukraine. And it does seem that a lot of things seem to have gone wrong and that expose a number of problems within when it comes to information security in the U.S. intelligence community. Whereas apparently this very young guardsman just had unfettered access to a whole range of different types of intelligence, of different types of sensitivity and classification. And not only was he able to access this at will, he was also able to print some of this intelligence and also even smuggle it out of the classified compartments and units that he was working in. So he could actually for months just be able to photograph those documents and to use them in this gamers forum that he was in, which apparently looks like that the only reason why he did this was actually to impress the other gamers and to show off that he had access to very sensitive material to win the arguments that they were having, the discussions that they were having about how the war in Ukraine was going.
Could this have been a deliberate espionage incident?
Well, that's kind of the question, yeah. At first sight, it does look like this was just a stupid young man who abused his access to just show off to his friends and win the argument, really just saying that, you know, I have access to more stuff than just open source intelligence. I know what I'm talking about. So this seems to be a clear-cut case of moronic narcissism, basically. So in that regard, we do not find for the moment any malicious intent. But on the other hand, who is to know that perhaps one of those members on this forum might just be maybe is actually an intelligence agent who managed to manipulate this young boy and his lack of judgment to steal this kind of information and to leak it this way. And that kind of makes me think, like, what if there is a lot more out there? What if these forums for gamers or for any other hobby, of which there are of course millions on the internet, what if this is some kind of new dead drop, as it is called, like a place where you can actually dump stolen information and then it can be accessed by those who want it under the guise of, you know, this is just a young boy who didn't actually think a lot about what he was doing and just wants to show off to his friends. So perhaps there might be more to this case. Let's hope not. But if there is not, then there are some, there are some serious questions that need to be asked about the level of classification that is given to very young people when it has been pointed out in a different commentary, actually quite rightly so. We should not forget that one does not become an adult until one has passed 25 years old. I mean, that's when the judgment part of the brain is fully grown. And for a part, perhaps this has also played a role here, that this boy apparently did not succeed into thinking through what he was doing and just blatantly broke all the rules, very important rules of counterintelligence.
What do you think about counterintelligence practices within the U.S. intelligence community?
Yes, I mean, when it comes to the counterintelligence practices, obviously there is a lot of work that needs to be done. I hope the U.S. intelligence community will draw its lessons from this, because it appears that at least in this particular case with this young man, he had absolutely apparently no awareness at all of security protocols that needed to be followed, the sensitivity of the material, and the ramifications of exposing this material to people who don't need to know it, and it coming into the public domain. So this raises a lot of questions about what kind of security training that members of the intelligence community actually get. Although, of course, we shouldn't blow it too much out of proportion, I suppose, whereas the U.S. intelligence community exists consists out of thousands of people, and now we just have this one basically idiot who did all this, and we can hope that most of the others actually do follow security protocols and actually are aware of all the imperatives of counterintelligence, of the protection of their sources and methods. But here it appears that yes, a lot of stuff went wrong. I mean, there are a number of safeguards that need to be imposed and that need to be respected when it comes to protecting sensitive information and doing decent counterintelligence in a defensive way. For instance, why is there no auditing of who accesses what kind of information, when and why, and who prints it, when and why, and why apparently nobody get checked when they enter or leave, especially leave these classified facilities for any signs that they're actually smuggling something outside. So how is it supposed to work? That's how it's supposed to work. There's a lot of counterintelligence that you know, classification, it means a certain sensitivity that needs to be respected, and especially it needs to be, that means that it has to be restricted to the people who need to know. And apparently there a lot of these protocols and a lot of these imperatives apparently have not been followed at all.
How does counterintelligence supposed to work, and what could be improved?
Well, I think this is going to have to lead through a thorough review of security protocols within the intelligence community, and about exactly everything that went wrong, the unfettered access that very junior people, very junior officers within the intelligence community appear to have, and that this does not raise a red flag anywhere, that this is going on for such a long time, that is certainly something that needs to be considered. So we can draw whatever lesson we need to draw from everything that went wrong here. But if you install security protocols, they have to be more than just words on paper. They actually have to be followed. If you do access auditing, then actually do it. You know, if you surveil whatever is going on the computer systems of the U.S. intelligence community, as it is usually a disclaimer is mentioned that you have no privacy on government computers, well, then somebody actually should be monitoring the activity that happens there. So it seems that. All this did not happen. This could probably have something to do with lack of manpower and time, to really actively monitor everything and everyone. But solutions will have to be found for this, because this is a clear case of something that should have raised an alarm a very long time ago.
What is the impact for the war effort and U.S. intel or coalition collection capability?
Well, the ramifications of these leaks can indeed be very serious. Undoubtedly, for a much longer time than we are aware that these documents have been showing up on the internet, the Russians are surely perusing it and going through every detail to deduce where the Americans are getting their information from. So they can stop those leaks, they can stop those gaps in their own security. So that's very serious, because that means that the US intelligence community is going to be blinded in certain areas, and that will diminish the support that can be given to the Ukrainians. Otherwise, indeed, when it comes to the international ramifications, it is that this might prove to the advantage of Russia, because this intelligence that has been provided to the Ukrainians by the Americans is mainly what for the moment is making the real difference in how the war is going, and that is going badly for the Russians. It's because they are able to anticipate what is going to happen and they can prepare accordingly. If this falls away, then this is going to take a very bad turn for the Ukrainians in their ability to conduct a war as successfully as they have so far. And otherwise, of course, some of the documents once again reveal that the Americans are still spying on their allies. So this is going to lead to a number of difficult discussions, not only about that aspect, but also within the alliance. I think a lot of the U.S. allies, especially the ones that work with the states, with U.S. intelligence agencies very closely, in joint missions and joint operations, have once again to ask, like, why can't you get serious on your security? Because whatever is compromised through you, it also means the compromise of our capabilities. So that's going to be very serious, and this is going to have a very serious impact on the mutual trust that is amongst the US's allies.
Thank you for the time, Dr. Kenneth Lauzun, Professor of Intelligence at the University of Antwerp. The court documents show that Mr. Teixeira enlisted in the Air National Guard in September 2019. He is currently an E3 Airman First Class, a relatively low rank, and as of February was listed as a Cyber Defense Operations Journeyman. In 2021, he was granted a Top Secret Security Clearance. The same year, he was also given sensitive compartmented access to other classified U.S. government programs.